rebuild or the favorites. We here for the latest. South side or the north side. Not tuned to the greatest. Home team for the home teams. Both sides got our own rings. On the mound or the long ball. But we don't pull the wrong strings. Yeah. It's that time of the year now. Wrigley or a canteen, so the whole league that we hear now. New show with a new mood. Discussions and interviews. Stray rumors that might be. This is Pinwheels and Knife. Yeah.
This is what you waiting for, yeah. You can put it on the boy, yeah. Every season, nigga, it all change. Take me out to the bar game. This is what you waiting for, yeah.
This is what you waiting for.
You can put it on the boy, yeah.
Put it on the boy.
Every season, nigga, it all change.
Every season, nigga, it all change.
Take me out to the bar game.
Take me out to the bar game.
This is what you waiting for, yeah.
This is what you waiting for.
You can put it on the boy, yeah.
You can put it on the boy.
Every season, nigga, it all change.
Every season, nigga, it all change.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Father Zoe, aka Southside Zoe. Apologize for my audio or video. It's not our normal night here. I'm sitting here with Baby Zoe, and we just had to do an impromptu emergency podcast. With me, as always, Mr. Aldo Soto.
I'm so sorry, Zoe. This sucks.
And the good Reverend K Fids.
I also offer my condolences, and I also got to figure out what the hell is going on with your background, Aldo. You're in the desert. Are you staying hydrated? It's fantastic. It looks real.
I found a green screen.
Doing a bunch of mushrooms and sitting in the desert does not sound like a bad idea right now.
Yeah.
A vision quest.
So it is Tuesday, May 4th. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're joining us live Monday night, what's going on? The emergency broadcast is because Luis Robert is out 3 to 4 months. He's done. I mean, he might come back this year. It's 3 to 4 months. He tore it. He tore the hip flexor. It's just not good. I mean, it looked terrible on Sunday. I didn't even get to see it live. I saw it on Twitter, though. Like, anytime a dude, especially an athlete of that caliber, pulls up like that, it's just never a good sign. And so I mean, that's where we're at. I would say let's tap this keg and all that stuff. I'm not even gonna lie. It sucks, man. It really sucks. There's so much optimism and hope going into this season, and as it should be, rightfully so. The roster was stack. See, look at, even you made the baby cry. Way to go, injuries. The roster was stacked from top to bottom. And this is usually where, you know, I would come in and try to be like positive spin and let's do this and let's go. But losing Aloy for the year and now you lose Robert for the year. I mean, if the White Sox can somehow come over this hurdle, that would be the best World Series DVD of all time, because I can already picture it. Like, it'd be sick, but like, I don't know. It's just, it's really tough right now to even be positive at this point. I don't even know what else to say. I don't know much about a hip flexor. I'm not a doctor, even though I'm as handsome as the ones on TV. But yeah, man, it just sucks. So then to put a little extra sugar on top there, it looks like Adam Engel, who would probably have been Luis Robert's replacement, pushed too hard in his rehab, and he's not coming back now to mid-June.
Yeah. I mean, throughout the years I've done this podcast, anything that's ever happened bad with the White Sox, Zoe has always been like, yeah, there'll be the initial like, fuck, or like, this sucks. But anytime we get to the show, he's always been the first to like, hey, let's not panic, next man up, let's stay positive here. This is the first time I've like just heard you just completely dejected. And I mean, like you said, it's one thing after another, like the Eloy injury, and it's like fuck, all right, you probably lost like one of your like top 2-3 hitters in lineup before the season starts, and then a month in you lose your like best defensive player, one of your young hitters too, and
fastest guys.
This is oh my god!
And I mean, so now all you can do now, like, yes, you can be mad and frustrated and sad all at the same time. And again, I've said this on this show a billion fucking times. Do not let people tell you how to feel or how to fan. Like, I've never been cool with that. Like, it's still not. I'm personally just deflated about this.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect feeling.
It took a lot of the air out of my sails. But then right away, well, Josh Nelson kind of tipped the cap midday today saying, like, I was told to prepare for bad news. And, like, so in my head, we were getting this news since like 3 o'clock this afternoon, but you start thinking about what you're going to do now. And I mean, we're going to be seeing a lot of Billy Hamilton in center field, which no one's going to be able to match the defensive caliber that Robert does. I mean, he's a gold glover his rookie season. But I mean, there's a huge difference between Billy and Luis at the plate. But then you can put Lourdes Garcia out there, but I mean, yes, Lurie's had a good couple of games, but I'm not in the trust tree with Lurie right now. Adam Eaton looks like he's playing hurt. Like, he's a right fielder. You can't move him. Andrew Vaughn, you can't ask any more of him. He's got to be in left field. Seriously, fire Jake Lamb into the fucking sun. I feel like there's a guy I get every year on the team that I just want to like fire out into the sun. And this year's Jake Lamb. I hope he proves me wrong.
I know this is the Luis Robert episode. And I know we're not going to do the Tony La Russa thing, but I just want to say that, you know, one of the big things that Sox fans were complaining about with when Ricky was around was, you know, why the hell is AJ Reed batting cleanup? Getting a lot of the similar vibes with Jake Lamb.
Yeah, dude, someone dug up an old article on ESPN2 where La Russa called Jake Lamb a franchise player.
Yep.
When they were on the Diamondbacks together. And
yeah,
reading that, it was like, okay, this is why this is happening.
Yeah, because remember, like, the signing was late. It was late in spring training.
That might have been something that he asked for, even if you think about it. With the sense, yeah, right. I mean, so you look at this now too. I know the Lamb thing sucks, but you do bring up, I mean, we don't have to bring up the Tony La Russa criticism or, you know, by any means, but I mean, yeah, obviously the Passan story that came out this morning was a little bit rough. This is like a bad news day for the Sox. But when you look at it this way too, do you feel like if there ever was a moment, because yesterday, I'll be honest, yesterday on Sox Twitter was fucking brutal. It was toxic yesterday. It was toxic everywhere. I mean, shoot, I'm guilty of it even. And it just spread like wildfire. Could this be that moment maybe where White Sox fans, you know, guess what? You guys are in this together now at this point. You have bad circumstance, and in life, sometimes the worst circumstance brings the randomest people together to work for one big cause. And I don't know. I mean, do you think that perhaps, you know, now it's kind of an effort mentality. Like, what else do we got to lose? That's just whatever. I mean, you're almost going to have to stop worrying about lineup cards and start worrying about who's healthy at this point. And hopefully you could, you know, push the right buttons and continue to win ball games as these guys are out, and maybe look for an option outside of the organization, or even, you know, is there anything option, you know, coming up, you know, because also you got, what's his name? Raylo had eye surgery today. He's out for 3 weeks. So, you know, you have other people that are just, it seems like it's just falling down and trickling down. So is this a time to come together for White Sox fans and the Sox? I know in that clubhouse, I guarantee you, they're going to rally together as best they can. Rallies don't, you know, when you rally like this, it doesn't always last a whole season. It's more, you know, testosterone going and adrenaline. But do you think that this is at least going to pull some together at least? I don't know. I'm trying to think of the positives here. I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah,
guy.
No, and I get. I mean, it's definitely something that could happen. I mean, probably going to get a lot of people jump off, which I'm good with. You know, the team doesn't have that real factor that I did with Aloy and Luis Robert, and I totally get it, but sorry, I'm going to keep messing with my cameras. It's easier to hold it this way. Team still has a top three pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm trying to think of positives. They still have a top three pitching staff. I really can give a shit about Raylo's eye surgery, but
I just bring up
this team has had these. Yeah, I know. I understand. I appreciate it. This team has had a very stacked minor league outfield for a very long time, which doesn't make me feel better because I have these guys been in the minor leagues for their entire career, but they're all going to get shots now. Luis Gonzalez, who else? There's Rutherford. You're just going to start seeing these dudes now. And hey, maybe the White Sox caught fucking lightning in a bottle with Yermin Mercedes this season.
Yep.
Very rarely does that happen to a team twice in one season. But who
yeah.
I mean, maybe there's another hero in the bottle. Like maybe it's possible. Like is there who do you look at, Zoe? Who do you look at and say, you keep an eye on you, go maybe we're gonna get some something special because we're again when the situation dictates something that's like off kilter, sometimes the weirdest shit happens. And in this case, perhaps a guy will step out that never was a standout kind of guy. Do you have anybody? You have your eye on anybody that might be that lightning in a bottle, at least, or maybe we'll just call it the ore to tread water. But
I know who Zoe wants.
Well,
no, and it's no one on Sox.
Right. Well, that's the next point I was going to get to, options outside the organization. But there's three guys that if I'm if I'm Getz, the player development manager for the White Sox, I'm bringing all three of them in the room. Luis Gonzalez, Rutherford, and Micker Adolfo, and being like, Micker, you're 64 years old. It's time, dude. Like, fellas, I can't give you a better opportunity on a fucking golden platter. I couldn't have created this for you. This is it. If you're going to be a Major League Baseball player, it's now. It's time, right now. You're each going to get your shot. Let's see what you can do. Do you want to be a Major League player or not? Like, here we go. And we're going to see. Because they could easily go 0-3 on this one, which brings me to my next point. People start throwing out names outside of the organization. The first name that keeps coming up is Charlie Blackmon. I love Captain Caveman, dude. I love him. I think he's great. He's awesome in MLB The Show.
Like, I saw a tweet.
He's 34. Oh, no. What now?
It's just a trade suggestion. Do you know who's just activated from the injured list for the Cubs? Outfielder Jock Peterson.
I mean, it's hard.
You can buy very low because right now he's been nothing. I just want to get rid of that money.
You literally probably could send some pizza as a trade right now. I'm like,
it's
half the salary and.
You can finally have your guy.
It's pretty hard to get up for a guy that's hitting like 0.72.
Yeah, it was bad.
But that's an option. Charlie Blackmon's come up a lot. Captain Caveman, like I said, he's great in MLB The Show, but he's 34 years old making $22 million. And
that doesn't seem like that's going to be enough.
Kenny's type of guy. He loves getting guys on the.
Do we have to have this conversation too?
That dude that's been all over Twitter.
Conversation. You want to borrow him and just contribute to his salary next year? You guys can have him for the rest of the season. No prospects, just pay his salary for next year for the Cubs. You can have him. And Rick is going to shut the hell up.
I joked around on Twitter a little bit, just saying like KFids call him. And I was just joking around, but like, I don't know if people aren't paying attention, but he just won player of the week. The dude's hitting the cover off the ball. I don't think the Cubs are going to be like, now's a good time.
It'd be kind of a dick move to trade him to the AL since he's one of the top three NL MVP candidates. Split the season in half. He's screwed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're an NL candidate. Go play in the league with Mike Trout. Bye.
I mean,
there's the two. I think we brought up a name earlier, and this was before the news about Robert. David Peralta,
Joey Gallo.
I saw you tweet about him. Mitch Haniger from the Mariners.
To me, Mitch Haniger is the best bet. I think Mitch Haniger is the best fit on the team. I really do. Just his style of play. I don't know his contract. Oh, yeah. I'm not on a computer.
And by the way,
right,
speaking
now,
of Micker, and we talked about it last week too, Alex reminded us he didn't even make the Charlotte.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to just go and be like, dude, I don't know what happened to you. Like, we had all the open world for you. Like, in the Futures game, he played great. Like, all this shit. Like, if you want this, dude, now figure it out.
And you brought it up earlier, and I think, like, Han obviously was already asked about it, and hear what he said. Yeah, like, we may explore trade options. And like you said, the White Sox have a great starting rotation, so that is going to keep the Sox in it. It's not like, shit, we just lost Luis Robert. Like, there goes the season. Like, no, like, the pitching is great enough where it's going to be like June, July. The Sox are going to be right in the middle of it. So it's not like, all right, just forget about this season. Like, no, like, there's going to be some tough decisions. Like, in July, it's like Han's going to be like, do I want to trade these couple pieces to get this outfielder or something? Because, like, they're going to be right in it.
It's like the old Irish proverb, man. You get knocked down 9 times, you got to get up 10.
Still.
And the White Sox are just – they're getting hit with this adversity, but it is May 3rd. It's very early in the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a factor, too. Abreu – not a good start. Grandal, horrific start. Moncada's starting to find it now. Baseball America put out their top 3 AL Rookie of the Year candidates. Number 1 was German. Number 2 was Michael Kopech. And number 3 was Madrigal. Like, there is guys playing well right now for the Sox, despite what people like to say right now. This isn't all doom and gloom. But, yes, we just lost 2 top 50 players. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's never something that you could be like, oh, it's not a big deal. I'd be lying if I was sitting here saying it's not a big deal. That's a huge fucking deal. But it's not the end all be all.
So, yeah, like, whoever the Sox even get, like, at the end of the day, you're still losing, like, you know, a 4 or 5 war player.
Right.
In Luis Robert.
Oh,
like, you're just not going to find that in anyone you trade for.
Yeah, you guys are sending me tweets. I can't read tweets. I'm on.
Sorry, Sox. So Sox Machine just posted something. It's kind of funny, and it's obviously a product of his timeline and who he follows. But it's really kind of funny. It says Yerman, not now. Read the room. And it has a Scott Merkin tweet. It says either way, the timeline's the same. Robert will not resume activities for 12 to 16 weeks. Ryan McGuffrey's tweet: Luis Robert is out for 12 to 6 weeks. And then right wedged in the middle of another 2 tweets about the grade 3 strain. And another one from Merkin about the grade 3 on the hip flexor. Right in the middle is buried a tweet from Yerman retweeting with the cool high hands up emoji about his 485-foot home run.
Yeah.
Like, right in the middle of all this just terrible drama, he's all like, I love my home run. And everyone's like, read the room. Yerman, not now. Man. It's just kind of funny. It obviously is a product of just the timeline feed. It's not like, right. I mean, Yerman right now should be probably posting stuff about, you know, his teammate, probably, or not at all, but that's kind of funny. That's a funny circumstance.
No, I think, because it was literally 3 minutes after Han announced the injury. Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. Like, and I don't want people listening to this or watching this right now by any means being like, oh, that's it. So thanks the season. I don't think the season's over whatsoever. Again, top 3 pitching staff, not just starters or bullpen, staff. Top 3. And we still have a lot of very good players on this team that just start out slow. My only gripe with this team is Jake Lamb is not a Major League Baseball player right now. He's just
like
not.
No, and like for that reason, like this is why it especially sucks. Because you have a top 3 pitching staff. Like,
right. No,
everything is there. Ah.
And I mean, injuries always happen, but these are just, this is 2 severe injuries to probably arguably the 2 worst guys that could have happened to. And I don't know, man. Like I said, it's just the feeling right now is just deflated. Tomorrow starts a new day, a new series against Cincinnati. They said Dylan Cease was out there taking BP and homers. He's ready to pitch in Cincinnati. I'd love for Cease to hit a long ball. That'd be cool. I'm definitely going to bet that. I don't really know what else to say. There's so many names out there that you could think of for the trade, but like, again, it being May 3rd right now, no one's really, you know, sprinting to the table unless you make a ridiculous offer. And I don't want to see the White Sox sell their future. Like, I don't want to see Jared Kelly get put in a deal just to be put in a deal. unless you think that deal is the deal that's going to put you over the top. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see them more. I've seen people throw out some wild names too, like Garrett Crochet.
It reminds me of 2017 when benefit for the White Sox in a sense that I felt like there was a snap knee jerk reaction for the Cubs struggling in 2017 where they went out and traded Quintana and they gave up traded for Quintana to get and they gave up Cease and Eloy. Do they have to hold a steady hand here, right? They've got to hang on and say maybe we shouldn't overreact here. Let's see if it can work. Or do they seriously go, hey, this is it? Because you feel like the window is a little bit wider than just 2021, and you can kind of give it a run. And do you want to really give up possible, inexpensive depth pieces down the line that would fix a situation like this? You don't have to pay them as much. That's the biggest problem the White Sox had, I think, in the offseason is it's hard to pay someone to be a backup. The best players, they're just not going to take a backup's job. And that's hard to fill up a roster. People say, Reinsdorf didn't spend. Who are you going to pay that's going to be a platoon guy other than someone that's actually a platoon guy? It's a difficult situation, but you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and there's plenty of good prospects, but they're not ready now. And it's
to that point, exactly. That's why Jack Peterson didn't come to the Sox. Sox offered money. He said, I don't want to be a platoon player. I want to go somewhere where I'm going to be every day. And there was a lot of reports over the winter that there was a couple players that they were just like, I'm not going there to platoon with a guy. I'm going somewhere to play every day because I want to keep stacking so I can get that bigger check. But hey, we got an opening.
Hey.
So come on.
Help wanted sign up in the dugout right now.
I think at this point the worst case scenario is John Jay.
No, he's like, isn't he in AAA somewhere or something?
He's a free agent, though. So.
I think he was on
one of the last Tony La Russa Cardinals teams.
I think La Russa's gotten those privileges revoked with Jake Lamb.
Listen, go Jake take a nap, Tony.
Yeah, wait, are the Sox gonna have to get Nick Williams back?
Eat a Snickers, dude. No, it's Nick Williams. No, like seriously, if they do bring back like a Nick Williams or. I'm not even going to say John Jay's name. Fuck that guy. but if they bring one of those guys in and they don't even give like Luis Gonzalez a shot or like Rutherford or Masabi, or not Masabi gone, Adolfo, like any of those guys a shot, that's just horse shit. I mean, what better time?
This is it.
Let's go. And again, you sit them down and you're like, if you really want to be a major league ball player, now's your time, because other than that, you're going to go back to AAA, eating hot dogs on a bus for the rest of your – until you decide baseball's done for you.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you come up as an outfielder right now and you can't get in – because this lineup's still pretty damn good. You're not, like, going into, like a Orioles lineup or a Pirates lineup or somewhere where people don't have to pitch or – people still are going to pitch to you in this lineup. Like, you are the out in the lineup. So people are going to come at you. So you're going to have every opportunity to make something happen. So, again.
And I guess, you like, Sox fans didn't want this to happen. But, like, I mean, Andrew Vaughn's probably going to play a lot now. Like, there's probably not going to be a lot more days off for Andrew Vaughn.
He's earned it.
Yeah. That too. But, yeah. I mean, he's going to have to be in left a lot.
Tony foresaw this. He was meditating with Yoda. And he saw this circumstance, and now his Padawan is ready. He's lost his excuses to sit somebody unless he showed up late to work again. But
watching Andrew Vaughn take 100 mile an hour fastball and just shoot it straight up the middle, it's like that dude's MLB ready, man. Like that's hard as fuck to do, and he just did it. But and I guess since we're just talking about stuff, the whole bench because he's late, I'm good with it. Hey. You're late, you sit. It's been that way since you were in fucking fifth grade. Like,
hey, if you're not early, you're late. If your Uber was late, you should have scheduled an earlier Uber. If that's the breaks. And I've mentioned it some other people talking too. If you don't punish him, then he's not going to know that it's not okay, and he's going to continue to do it over time, and that becomes a problem because there are certain other players that show up late. It's the second time.
He got a warning the first time because he showed up late in the Angels series, the opening series of the season. Again, it was a car mix-up, and then this time it happened again, and they're just like, bro. And I'm good with it. I bet you it doesn't happen again. won't happen again.
But that's a good thing because it establishes a pattern. And we've heard of other players in Chicago showing up late that have admitted to it in the past. So it becomes a pattern if it becomes enabling. So I like the idea. I like what Tony said, though. He said it's explainable, yet he insisted that it's not acceptable. And that's
I was good that, with that
you understand you're not pissed at the kid, but you know the rules are the rules. Win or lose, you got to hold true to that accountability. That's a bigger picture thing in the long run for this guy's career and just for accountability in the clubhouse as a whole. I think that's you gotta tip the old guy a little bit of cap for not just totally bitching out.
I just wish he, like, pregame, he would have said that more clearly.
He said it's explainable, Alex. He said it was explainable.
No, but before the game, he, like, tried to – I don't know why he – like, everyone – like, I think everyone would have been, like, on his side. He's like, yeah, I know, like, this is the second time it's happened. You know, we gave him a warning before. But he's like – it was kind of a close call between him and Jake Lamb anyway. Like, you didn't have to say that.
Just leave it late. That's it. Gotcha.
Like, if you want to send a message to your guy, do it. Like, I think even like the La Rosa haters, like the La Rosa haters, they would have been like, all right, fine, fuck it. Well, he was late, but like, don't make it. It's like, you know, I was maybe gonna start Jake Lamb anyway. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that was bad. Don't do that. That's pissing in your ear and saying, you know, it's raining or whatever. Fuck it, saying I'm just. I don't know, man. I'm a little deflated, like I said, and I've been making a very conscientious effort not to drink bourbon during the week. But
it is after 5. I mean,
gonna go pop the expensive bottle. Baby Zoe's still up because he's getting older, so he's getting up a little later. So, and it's work to get him done, and I'll be very sadly playing the show tonight.
oh man,
just pounding home runs with Aloy and Robert back to back, putting it on easy and just hitting tags with them. It sucks, man. I don't know what else to say. And again, if you want to be a shitty person about it and take your frustrations out on other people, that's your prerogative. Just know you're being a shitty person. I mean, hopefully we can find some solace in, you know, having such a great community and being tight knit together. But sports, dude, injuries happen, and it's just now it's all about what they do. I mean, Sunday when he got hurt, that took every ounce of wind out of that team right away. That team played so flat on Saturday after that happened. So hopefully this is when the leadership in the locker room, the Tim Andersons and the Jose Abreus, really need to step up. Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, and just be like, all right, fellas, this fucking sucks, but let's fucking get going. And I swear to God, if they bring in Yasmeel Puig, I'm going to fucking flip out.
No, that I did see that on the timeline. That's the one I don't think is going to happen.
No, dude. Do not bring Puig is not the answer. You can click
that there. I think there is a reason, and we've discussed it a lot, that he hasn't been with the team in like 2 years.
No. But we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. I don't know. You guys got anything else? I'm going to just kind of dip out.
Well, before we sign off,
hang in
give there, a though. Shout out to Kevin and Aloha Mr. Hand new podcast Tainted Glove. Go subscribe.
Yeah, it's fun. It's more about like food and talking about random shit too. It's not we kind of steer away from the baseball stuff as much as possible. I mean, it comes up, but we're having some fun talking to shit on a Sunday night.
And it's going to be after Pinwheels on Thursdays, right? Or
no, it shows up every morning now. We're not going to do that after party is just to hang around now at this point. It's just a silly we pushed it to a Sunday night thing where we're gonna actually record. We record every Sunday night and then post it Monday morning.
Okay, great. Tainted Glove.
We'll classy gentlemen on a Sunday evening.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
All right, everybody. For Fids, although I'm Zo, stay up, man. Just stay up, guys. It'll be all right. We'll talk about it. We'll see you.
This too.
We'll be back on our normal time slot on Thursday. But always, you can tweet at us, DM us. You know where to find us. So take care, everybody. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We'll see you later this week.
Rebuild of the favorites. We here for the latest. Yeah. South side or the north side. Not tuned to the greatest. Home team for the home teams. Both sides got our own rings. On the mound or the long ball. But we don't pull the wrong strings. Yeah. It's that time of the year now. Wrigley or Gantee, so the whole league that we hear now. New show with a new mood. Discussions and interviews. Trade rumors that might be. This is Pinwheels and Knife. Yeah. This is what you waiting for, yeah. You can put it on the board.
it all change. Take me out to the bar game. This is what you waiting for, yeah.
This is what you waiting for.
You can put it on a board, yeah.
Put it on the board.
Every season it get all change.
Every season it get all change.
Take me out to the bar game.
Take me out to the bar game.
This is what you waiting for,
this
yeah.
This is what you waiting for.
You can put it on a board, yeah.
Put it on the board.
Every season it get all change.
Every season it get all change.
Take me out to the bar game.
Take me out to the bar game.